T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sanders approaches, and we are underway in New Jersey. And here comes Sam Darnold on 3rd and 3. Ty Johnson, now the running back, back to throw. Blitz
got him.
Got him. All the way back. The Dolphins surprise him again. It's Brandon Jones, his first sack as a member of the Miami Dolphins. 3rd down and 8. It's Patrick Laird, the running back. Back to throw. Floats it down. Corner of the end zone. Gesicki got it. Touchdown, Miami.
Just throw it up high to Mike Gesicki. All out blitz by the Jets. And maybe the guy that goes up higher than anybody on this team to get the ball, Mike Gesicki, comes down with it.
I thought Ryan played well. We made enough plays to help us win the game, spread the ball around to a number of different receivers.
Pitch back to throw. Stop route to Parker, makes the catch, breaks the tackle, bobbles the football, grabs it back, and gets out to midfield. Wow.
Devontae's very special, you know, with the 50-50 ball and some of those tough catches. And really for me as a quarterback, if teams are going to give us the opportunity to do that, then I'm going to give Devontae the opportunity to make that play.
Darnold back to throw, flush to his right, being chased by Christian Wilkins, throws it downfield, picked off by Nick Needham at the 30, crossing the field, losing some ground. Mims grabs him and puts him to the turf, but the Dolphins turn away the New York Jets' threat. Gore, the running back, takes the handoff up the middle.
No shot.
He didn't get there. And Landon Roberts with a huge hit.
Boy, another huge fourth down stop by the Dolphins. Seems like we get one every week. What a collision. Roberts just smoked the play.
You are not lying, Jonah.
5 seconds on the play clock. 2, 1. And he just got it off. Back to throw. Fires. He's got a receiver. Touchdown, Shaheen. His 3rd touchdown of the year. It was a nice day for the tight end. And for Ryan Fitzpatrick as well. Another victory over the New York Jets. He's 4-3 as a starter so far this year. Next week, the Dolphins back home here at Hard Rock Stadium, where they'll take on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals are on the clock
to get a beat down by the Dolphins.
Bingo! Go get him!
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Talk about it. Funky Buddha, goodness within.
Boy, that I don't remember the turkey. I remember the Funky Buddha from my Thanksgiving.
Hey, that's how you could have made the turkey moist. Solana, tell your brother you based it in a little Funky Buddha, a little hop gun.
What? That would be
delicious. Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's get headlines here as we start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Let's get headlines with our own Alejandro Solana.
These headlines brought to you from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. I would have based it in a maple bacon coffee porter.
Oh, talk about basting it in deliciousness.
I've basted my liver in Hop Gun, though, this week.
So we do have some breaking news. This is per Adam Schefter. The Ravens-Steelers game, which was supposed to be played Sunday, then was supposed to be played tomorrow.
It was actually supposed to be played Thursday.
Oh, was that the Thursday night game?
Yeah.
That's right. It was the 3rd Thanksgiving. That's right. It was the 3rd Thanksgiving Day game. It's going to be played now. It has been postponed to Wednesday. Again, that is per Adam Schefter.
This NFL, bro. This NFL is awesome. They're going to get these games in.
I love it. Give me a Wednesday night NFL game. So now, all right, so I got Monday night football tonight. I'll do some Tuesday night Maction. I had planned on watching NFL Tuesday night, but now it's Wednesday, so I'll get some Tuesday night Maction. And then you got NFL on Wednesday night. And then Fox is going to air on Thursday night because it was supposed to be Cowboys-Ravens, but since the Ravens keep getting postponed, that got moved to next week. So Fox on Thursday night, instead of airing Thursday night football, is going to air the Kansas City-Minnesota MLS playoff game in place of Thursday night football. So while I don't care about that at all, I will bet on it.
Do we have an edge, Hawk? Like, what are we doing, man?
No edge. None. Okay. Zero. I don't even know what their team names are.
The Timberwolves? Is it the Minnesota Timberwolves?
No. I have no idea.
No. Sporting KC is probably the team you want to put some money on, guys. Sporting KC, right. I think. Okay. Yeah.
Your brother made a dry-ass turkey. I'm not going with Solanas this week.
Even though Minnesota United, man, nice crest, colors as well.
The Timberwolves.
I like the fact that, like, you're the soccer expert. I know you're looking up the two team names because you had no idea. That's why there was that pregnant pause between who their opponent is, and now you're seeing their crest for the first time.
No, I mean,
so
that is ridiculous.
On that.
I know 100% every MLS
true.
Team. Go ahead. 100% any,
true.
Any
you're
MLS
looking
team.
At the, you're looking at it right now. I know what you're
away.
Doing right now. It was so
look,
obvious.
I have my mic. Turned away from the computer.
This is exactly what happened with Mike Cugno. With just trust me. This is exactly what I said.
Yep.
The Dolphins, they improved to 7-4. Guys, they're sixth in the AFC playoff picture.
Talk about it. Let's go.
Which means if the season ended today, they would be in the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, they
would. Little recap from some news that we started off the day with. Brian Flores. He maintains Tua Tagovailoa will be the starter moving forward if he is healthy. Tua missed yesterday's game with some swelling in that injured left thumb.
Yeah, just to give you a little outline here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. So Brian Flores had his press conference at 2 o'clock today. We aired it live. If you missed it, you want to hear it, you can use the radio.com app, use the rewind feature, go back to 2 o'clock. And then it was kind enough of Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald to call in and give us kind of an immediate breakdown of the Brian Flores press conference. We're going to bring that breakdown to you here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour so you can hear Adam Beasley's take on what Brian Flores had to say in that press conference. Because, again, I was just texting with someone. You know, the whole notion about what we were talking about in the last segment, you know, would you rather see Tua start against Kansas City? Would you rather see Ryan Fitzpatrick? Brian Flores made it clear again today in the press conference, Tua is essentially day-to-day. Someone texted in, and he said, you make zero sense. Last year, you were all, well, Rosen would be starting if he was showing anything in practice. But the same logic doesn't apply for Tua. And I text him back. I go, Tua was named starter by head coach Flores. Yeah. Like, if you were arguing for Josh Rosen, like, he was the starter and then got benched. And Brian Flores told you he didn't like what he was seeing from Josh Rosen. Brian Flores named Tua the starter 4 weeks ago and said when he's healthy again, he will be the starter. So I'm not telling you that I would prefer to see Tua over Ryan Fitzpatrick, even though Brian Flores is telling you that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starter. Brian Flores told us that Tua's the starter, that he's better. And so the guy texted me back. He said, you said you want Tua to get the starts to see what you have. But last season, where was that logic if Rosen wasn't getting it done in practice? That's why he's on the bench. And then he goes on to text, we haven't seen Tua in practice. Tua was named the starter due to marketing purposes. He's shown on the field he isn't ready to lead an NFL offense. And so I text him back. I go, oh, I didn't know you had that inside info that Flores named Tua the starter for marketing purposes. It's a very serious indictment on Brian Flores, but obviously this texter has the inside info that no one else seems to have. It's laughable to me. Like, if you think Brian Flores named Tua for marketing purposes, think about the marketing of this season. Are you trying to sell jerseys in the stadium where there's no fans? Are you trying to set him up for failure so you could sell a few extra jerseys this season so that he flames out over the next? Like, if you really think that Brian Flores named Tua Tagovailoa the starter 4 weeks ago for marketing purposes, then you just don't understand Brian Flores or the Miami Dolphins. Because Stephen Ross would never... Stephen Ross wanted to draft Lamar Jackson, and he didn't demand that his front office do it. I guarantee you Stephen Ross did not tell Brian Flores to start Tua Tagovailoa.
No, and you watch the Broncos game and Tua struggled, but the Arizona and San Diego game, having Kyler Murray and Justin Herbert that Tua whooped, like you can put all the context behind it you want, but Tua whooped them. Come on, Texter, let's not act like we didn't watch what's going on. Sundays is when it matters. This whole practice, we never, Hawk, and I'll speak for you. Let me know if I'm wrong. Neither of us ever said Josh Rosen's the answer. I hate Josh Rosen. I'm not going to lie. Hated him when they traded for him. I hate him now. No one ever said Josh Rosen should be the guy. Texter, I don't know if you're listening to the right show, but maybe it was an earlier in the day show or another station, but neither of us ever said, let's give Josh Rosen a chance. To hell with Josh Rosen.
Brian Flores was very clear. He needed to be more of a leader. He kept saying it during preseason. Yes. He kept saying it during practices. And he went to him. They had him. He went to him to see what he had. He didn't have much. But the notion that Tua Tagovailoa was forced upon Brian Flores, like, if you know anything about Brian Flores, he's not allowing the owner of the team to dictate his personnel decisions. Period, end of story. And if that's what you think, again, that is a serious indictment of Brian Flores. And my guess is he wouldn't be too happy to hear that. But again, this texter must have inside info.
And I'm telling you, I know Chris Greer. Chris Greer, I was with Chris Greer for 7 years with the Dolphins. Chris Greer came to Gainesville to work me out. Like, I know Chris Greer from when he was a grunt, and now he's a general manager. Chris Greer doesn't do that crap. Chris Greer just wants to win games. He has a 20-year career in this league, and his dad is now 50 years in this league. Like, Greer's not worried about making people happy. Greer wants to win games and be
successful.
Can
you imagine Brian Flores being a puppet, being told to start Tua Tagovailoa when he didn't want to, and then pulling him in the fourth quarter of a game to go against Tua? I mean, it's just nonsense.
So you can argue
whether you think Fitzpatrick is better. Plenty of people think Ryan Fitzpatrick's a better quarterback, and you can argue that all you want. But I'm telling you, Brian Flores is the one that has determined Tua is the starter. I believe Brian Flores when he says Tua gives them the best chance to win football games. I don't think he'd be starting otherwise. All right, go ahead. Finish up your headline, Solana.
FC Dallas and the Seattle Sounders tomorrow, guys.
Solana, quickly. Vancouver's mascot.
Whitecaps.
Houston.
FC.
He's
no, it's not FC.
It
it's,
right
no. He got it wrong because it's the Dynamo. Chicago.
Fire.
San Jose.
That's awesome.
Earthquake.
You don't have to go any further. You already got them.
Houston's
the Dynamos. Get out of here.
You stated. You stated with authority. I know every team, and I knew you were looking it up.
I got one wrong. I'm not looking it up. I follow the MLS. I'm the MLS expert on the show.
And okay. What does that say?
But you didn't know the team. You didn't know the team of Houston.
But there's also FC Dallas. Hey, look, it's soccer. There shouldn't be mascots anyways.
All right, Mr. Deflection.
He's going to struggle in marriage, Hawk. Have we all seen that? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's just, poor Valentina.
Poor Valentina.
Really quickly, guys, there is some Miami Heat news. They'll begin their training camp officially tomorrow, individual player workouts, and they released their preseason schedule December 14th versus the Pelicans. Zion Williamson coming to the American Airlines Arena. That is when they begin their preseason, and they'll play the Tampa Bay Raptors in Tampa. It's the Toronto Raptors, but they're playing in Tampa Bay for the time being. Also, the Heat, they signed former Chicago Bull Max Struss. Remember that name, Max Struss. He has made their training camp roster. I'm hoping he makes the official roster as well.
Why?
Two-way. I think he's a baller. Balled at, right. At DePaul, and he's a three-point shooter. I think he's one of these guys like Duncan Robinson, where nobody knows their name right now, but in two seasons could be a strong role player for the Miami Heat.
All right. Well, remember that name.
Finally, guys, Aerosmith made more money in royalties off the video game Guitar Hero than they made from any of their actual albums.
Really?
Damn.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You didn't sound certain.
Houston,
that seems
Houston
hard
FC.
To believe. How much money did they make from royalties on Guitar Hero?
I mean, I don't have the figures in front of me, Hawk, but I'm pretty certain.
Where'd you get that story? Wouldn't that be a big part of the story?
I mean, I read the headline. It was a nice little headline, you know. I normally, it's a captivating headline. That's what I'm looking for. The details, not so much.
But that would seem to be pretty important. Like that, then, I mean, isn't the natural question how much money did they make on royalties from Guitar Hero?
I guess. Here we go. Guitar Hero, the Aerosmith edition, sold more than 567,000 copies in its first week, grossed more than $25 million.
Wow. Well, but gross. That's not their share.
I was going to say the video game got $25 million.
Yeah, are you sure? This just doesn't sound right.
I'll send you the article.
Salon, if I tell you I've made more money in radio than the NFL, would you report that?
Yes, absolutely, he would.
I wouldn't, because I'm a part of your radio career, and I know that's just not possible.
Do you know the difference between gross and net?
Net is what you take home after taxes, I think.
After expenses.
Right, but I mean, essentially, yeah. I mean, for a business, it's, after expenses.
Okay. Solon, I'll send you a text about all this.
I'm good.
But I'd
I'm
like
good.
You to send me that story, the Aerosmith story.
Sending it to you right now.
Where did you find that?
Bro, this website is going to have 2 followers or something, man.
I mean, Vox. Vox is a pretty credible website,
Fox?
I believe.
Fox?
Vox. Vox.
No, I believe you. I'm just curious. I just feel like that's an important part of the info. Aerosmith made more money from Guitar Hero than any one of its albums.
That's the little girl on Armageddon's Daddy.
Yeah, Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Lie.
First week alone. Mm-mm. Huh. I gotta look at this. It looks like it's a legit story here. All right. I think you might be right.
No, he's wrong.
No, I think he's right. I'm kind of perusing the story. I think he's right.
By the way,
look
if any of you want
Solana.
It, if any of you want it in Guitar Hero, let me know. I mean, that's kind of my game.
That is your game?
You have the at-home guitar and drums and all the food.
Well, that's Rock Band. And yeah, if you want it on Rock Band as well, just throw me the sticks and I'm down. But Guitar Hero
I don't want
well.
Anything from you. I don't like the way you phrase that. I don't want
well,
you
You
at
want
all.
You want it on Frogger. I'll give you anybody. I'll Nate Robinson you on Frogger.
When you get knocked out and your booty's in the air, it's worse than when you get knocked out and your chest is up.
You went to sleep, sleep.
God,
all right, anything else, Roberto?
Like Vince Vaughn in Couples Retreat in Guitar Hero. Those are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk, the perfect beer for your home tailgate and a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Cold front moving into South Florida. That report brought to you by the Joe Hillman Plumbers. your trusted plumbers for over 33 years. Today, we continue to service all of South Florida just as we always have. When you have a plumbing issue, we are available 24/7. Log on to joehillmanplumbers.com so we can help. Your friends at Joe Hillman Plumbers wish you all the best in these trying times. I'll give you guys another read tomorrow. I'll try that one again tomorrow.
All right, fair enough. If you missed Solana's Roberto joke, it was at 4 o'clock. I highly recommend you do not use the rewind feature and do not go back in time to listen to it. It made no sense. All right, Adam Beasley, who covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald, again, he joined us in the 2 o'clock hour to break down the Brian Flores press conference, and so we're going to give you his insight here in the next segment. Now, if you've listened to me for a while, you know how much I rave about the Drinkworks Home Bar. This is a game changer, and the holiday season approaching here, this is something you want to pay attention to. So the drink maker, Drinkworks, it's like a fancy automatic espresso machine. You press a button and the machine does the rest. Only it's premium cocktails, not coffee. It's made by Keurig, so you get the idea of how it works. You pick a pod, you press start, you get the perfect pour in seconds. No shopping, no messy cleanup. They've got a huge selection. They've got martinis, Manhattans, margaritas, cosmopolitans, Moscow mules. Perfect way to try an old favorite or find a new one. Each drink contains only premium spirits and mixers. It gets delivered precisely every time. They've got a Stella Artois cider pod that I love. My wife loves the peach sangria pod, but we're always trying new ones. That's part of the fun. So the drink maker, it's a great deal. It's always a great deal. But they're giving an amazing offer just to my listeners, and I know you're going to love this. You could save $50 off the standard price, and they'll even throw in free shipping. This week only, my listeners can save an extra $50 on drinks. So that's up to $100 in savings on the machine plus drinks. It's the best deal they're offering, and it's for a limited time, so do not wait. You go to drinkworks.com, DRINKWORKS, drinkworks.com. Enter the promo code MARK, my name, M-A-R-C, when you're checking out to get this incredible deal. So again, you go to drinkworks.com, make sure you put in the code MARK, M-A-R-C, when you're checking out, and you can get up to $100 savings and free shipping. That's drinkworks.com. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. All right, we'll talk about the Dolphins with Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Hock and Crowder.
That's a banger, Dan Day.
One of my favorites.
Great song. Yeah, man. Warren Zevon.
So Brian Flores had his press conference today, as one every Monday, and we're going to get some reaction from Adam Beasley, who covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. So we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We have a little bit of a disagreement, Bees. Crowder thinks that the thumb issue with Tua is helpful for Brian Flores because it allows him to be playing Fitzpatrick, and as long as there's a thumb issue, he doesn't have to answer any questions or doesn't really have to make any hard decisions. I think the opposite. I think this thumb issue is creating a problem because it's not a major, I don't think, injury. It didn't sound like it from his press conference. And so I believe this is creating something that really wasn't there until Brian Flores started to create it. And now I think it's going to potentially blow up into something because, you know, if Tua doesn't play this Sunday against Cincinnati and the Dolphins win, and then they're, you know, really in the playoff hunt, do you bring Tua back? Is this... What do you make of this thumb situation?
No, I think you both are a bit right. I think in their heart of hearts, the people in that building know that Ryan Fitzpatrick right now, I'm not talking about 2021, I'm not talking about even maybe 2 months from now, but right now Ryan Fitzpatrick gives them the best chance to win. And as coaches, that is their number one priority. Flores said it all last year when we thought they were trying to lose. Like, no, I'm trying to go out and win every week. And they, you know, he made decisions from a playing time standpoint, like playing Ryan Fitzpatrick instead of Josh Rosen, that made it harder for them to get the number one pick. So, you know, I think there's some conflict right now, you know, internally. I still think Tua Tagovailoa's job will be there waiting for him when he gets better, because they see the bigger picture and they see that they're not going to win the Super Bowl in 2020 anyway. So they might make the decision that, hey, if we cost ourselves the number 7 seed, but we get a full and fair evaluation and development of our number 5 overall pick, that might be a trade-off we're willing to make. But you're right. You're absolutely right that if we get to Sunday night and Fitz goes out there and throws, you know, 3 touchdowns and 300 yards and they win going away against Cincinnati, and Devontae Parker has buck 20 again, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to turn away from the guy who right now is the better player. I'm not saying he's going to be the better pro long term, but right now he's the better player because he's 120 years old and he's seen everything. It's going to be tough to look those players in the eye in that locker room and say, hey, it's been fun. We're 8-4. Now let's cross our fingers and hope the rookie can get us over the finish line.
And B's to the point about them going back and forth where it, you know, the offense ran smooth and, you know, I compared it to playing a middle school team. The Jets are terrible. So hell, I think the evaluation is offset, B's, because the Jets, both sides of the ball, they're dumb as hell. What is it? Greg Williams and Adam Gase don't know what they're doing right now with this team. But is it the same offense? Like, does Fitz just have a better understanding of what to look at, where to go? Is Tua and Fitzy running the exact same offense? Because Fitzy looks better at it, to be honest.
Well, we've seen that obviously Fitz takes the downfield shots that Tua does not. The question I don't have an answer for, and they're not exactly forthcoming with this information Channing, is are those same plays being called? And Tua is just refusing to throw those 50-50 balls at Devontae that really aren't 50-50 balls because Devontae is one of the best players in the league and going up and getting that ball. That's what I don't know. But this offense, as it's currently constructed, guys, cannot function without those routes being thrown, those routes being run and those passes being thrown. They don't have the type of personnel they need to run a different style of offense. They just don't. It's the reason you're seeing them try to work in Antonio Callaway, and they wanted a bigger role from Malcolm Perry yesterday before he got hurt, because you know they're trying to have some variety and some exotic play calls that isn't just, you know, an alley-oop dunk to Gesicki or Devontae Parker, which is really what their offense has been, at least under Fitz. I think that's the biggest reason why Tua has not had the production that Fitz has. That Fitz knows, hey, I can throw a back shoulder to Devontae anytime he's in one-on-one coverage, and Tua is a little bit more cautious. And there are obviously benefits to being cautious. He has not turned the ball over aside from the fumble in his first snap, I think, in his first start. Fitz kind of turns the ball over because he takes chances. But, you know, I'll leave it to you guys. It's kind of a crazy question. What's worse, going 3-and-out 5 times in 6 drives or throwing a pick in the end zone? I mean, that's right now seems to be the dilemma this Dolphins offense has, because Tua is not going to make the mistake that kills you, but he's really not stretching the field either, and he's making it easier for defenses to key on what they do. It's a tough question. I don't think it's going to be resolved until they retool their personnel in the offseason and they get players that really fit what Tua does best. I think losing Albert Wilson to an opt-out, losing Allen Hurns to an opt-out, these are skill position players that, while they're not Pro Bowlers, they are more in tune to what Tua does well than Gesicki and Devontae Parker. And you see why their production dips when Tua is in the game. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're by and large the same system for Tua and for Fitz. It's just that the system doesn't really fit Tua as much because he's more of a precision, timing kind of guy. And Fitz is just a, hey, let's throw the ball down the field and cross our fingers.
What do we know of this thumb injury? Do we know much about it?
Well, we know that as of Thanksgiving morning when we talked to Flores, he didn't think it was a big deal at all. So NFL Network reported that there's some swelling. There is a little bit of instability, but it's not like surgery is on the, you know, on the horizon. And, you know, he could conceivably play this weekend. He may not. Sadly, we haven't had a chance to talk to Tua about it since last Wednesday when I guess it happened. So we don't know the specifics. But you're right, though. I mean, it's a terrible time for this kind of thing to come up. For a team that wants to develop and build their franchise around the number five pick in the draft, you pray for an opportunity for that quarterback to be grabbing the reins of the offense in December. All this experience he's going to have, all the, you know, this mental capital he's going to amass by going through what's going to be a tough month. I mean, you look at how their schedule, you know, Cincinnati's a joke, but after that, they play three playoff teams in 4 weeks, and the fourth opponent is the New England Patriots. I mean, really, you could say it's a playoff game every single week after this week. That would be fantastic for a young quarterback to go through. And, yes, he probably would struggle, and there'd be some games that he'd lose that maybe Fitz wouldn't. But they would be able to bank on that in 2020 and beyond when this roster is fully formed. And I think we need to take a step back and consider this, guys. We're a year ahead of schedule, right? I mean, this is not supposed to be where this team is right now. Last year was supposed to be 1-15, 2-14, maybe 3-13 because the roster was so bad. They got Fitz hot and they won five games. This year was supposed to be the next step forward. Hey, maybe we can get to 500. Let's develop our quarterback. We have a lot of young pieces. We've got three rookies in the offensive line. They're not supposed to be 7-4 and probably going to be 8-4 at this point. So they fast-forwarded their rebuild, which is awesome. But I also think in the NFL, you're not guaranteed anything in the future. You're not guaranteed to be 7-4 next year. There are a ton of teams out there in the NFL that have more talent than the Dolphins do today that are 4-7, 3-8, 5-6, because the NFL is a fluky league, and sometimes you get injuries, and sometimes your quarterback goes through a slump. So I do think they can't just say, oh, we'll be back next year. Let's just let the kid take his knocks and get his experience, and if we finish up 8-8 and miss the playoffs, so be it. No, there are a ton of people in that locker room who might never be this close to the playoffs again. And I think Brian Flores, Chris Greer, that organization owes it to those players to give them the best chance to win.
And Bees, I'll tell you that my opinion, the best running back on the Dolphins active roster yesterday was DeAndre Washington. He, by far, I believe, because Matt Breida, he does not run behind his pads. Now he's starting to fumble. He's turning the ball over. Patrick Laird turned the ball over. They already cut Jordan Howard. Did they miss on this running back? Like, did they miss on these free agent running backs? Because Jordan's already cut, and Matt Breida did not impress me at all.
Oh, totally. You know, you can say you can count off a lot of things that Greer did right in the offseason, and certainly they had a lot of free agent hits, and their draft seems to be pretty good. Running back was a total whiff. I mean, when you cut a guy who's over $4 million just to get him out of the building, and then the other guy you traded, what was a fifth-round pick to acquire, he's playing behind a dude that couldn't sniff the field in Kansas City. Now, obviously, Kansas City is the best team in the league, in my opinion, but he couldn't sniff the field in Kansas City, and now all of a sudden he's your featured back. Yeah, it's fair to call it a miss. And I'll tell you this, I think they have what, four picks next year, probably in the top 50, maybe the top 55, something like that. One of those four picks has to be a running back. It has to be. They have to position themselves in a way to get an impactful running back because they really haven't had it. I mean, you could say Kenyon Drake maybe, you know, was an impactful guy and they gave him away for a bag of donuts. And certainly Jay Ajayi got them to the playoffs in 2016. But they really haven't had that top elite bell cow running back since obviously Ajayi, and he was a one-year wonder. They're going to have to address that position in the offseason. You can't. This is 2 years in a row now, guys, that they basically think, hey, whatever we got running back, we can make it work. Well, it didn't work last year because Ryan Fitzpatrick was your leading rusher. And it's not working this year because you cut the guy you gave $4 million to and you're not playing the guy you gave up a fifth-round pick for. Something has gone wrong. Now, you can credit the organization for, you know, having the courage to admit their mistakes, not playing guys that they overpaid. That's great. That's all well and good. I'd rather decisions be made correctly the first time around. I think they're going to use a draft pick to get it right.
Man, I thought Patrick Laird was that dude. Anyone else? Anyone? Up until yesterday? No? Not so much? Not so much. Yeah, lonely there on the bench. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald is with us. So really just to encapsulate here, because we know that they've got running back issues, right? And now they're kind of juggling quarterbacks.
Preston Williams is injured, and you mentioned it. Albert Wilson and Allen Hurns opted out before the season, so Devontae's been good, Gesicki's been good. Are they overperforming again the way that they did at the end of last season? I mean, they're in the thick of the playoff hunt. This is all Flores then, right? Again.
Well, it's also Xavier Howard, okay?
True.
Yeah, they what are they, fifth, I think, in turnover differential, and they're top five or top ten in both fumbles and interceptions. If this team didn't have and they're the best, let's not kid ourselves, that is the best special teams unit in the NFL. And I know I talk about special teams, and most of your listeners' eyes are going to glaze over. But the way their special teams have come up with bang plays, you know, Jakeem Grant with a touchdown, Van Ginkle with a block punt, but that doesn't even capture what they do in a play-to-play basis. They're top five in kick and punt return coverage, kick and punt return offense. I mean, they do so much right on special teams. Throw in an opportunistic defense. Honestly, guys, this is crazy to say, but if they had even close to competent offensive performance, and yesterday was okay, it wasn't great, but you look at their stats over the last month, month and a half, and they're just terrible. If they were close to just competent, if they were middle of the pack, this would be a team I think you could really consider making a run in the playoffs like the Titans did last year, because while offensively they are limited, they would be limited in that situation, they are so, so good right now on situational defense, third downs, red zone, fourth down. I mean, golly, they're probably the best fourth down defense in the National Football League right now. They do all those things that you just look, oh, they're 29th in offense and 24th in defense. How is this a good team? Those stats are terrible. Yards don't mean anything. It's all situations and how you go about impacting the games and winning times. And they do that on defense and special teams. If they could get anything from the offense right now, they'd be one of the more dangerous teams in the AFC.
And B's on the way out, man. I got to ask you, because Brian Flores ran from this question. We listened to the press conference. He ran from it, but you're not going to run from it, B. That's why I love you. Is it fair what the damn NFL did to the Broncos on Sunday and what they're about to do to the Ravens on Tuesday? Like, is it fair how the NFL's dealing with teams that they deem that didn't take the right precaution to keep their players safe? Bro, the Broncos had a damn scout team receiver playing quarterback.
Hey, pretty
it's
easy
unfair
fix. Wear a mask.
To the teams, it's unfair to the players. The NFL talks about, you know, player safety and health is our number one concern. That is ridiculous. These players have not had any kind of football action in 8 days now. It'll be 9 days tomorrow. They haven't practiced since last Saturday, the Ravens were talking about. To ask them to go play the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are going for perfection, by the way, tomorrow night, is a complete sham. It's a travesty. The NFL does not – here's what it comes down to. The NFL does not want to get off of its 17-week, 256-game schedule. They want to have week one of the playoffs, the second weekend of January. They want to have the Super Bowl the first Sunday in February, and they want that all to be nice and tidy. Well, you know what?
So
it ain't 2019, okay? It's 2020. Everything is jacked up this year. And if you're going to look us in the eye and say with a straight face, we worry about player safety, and then ask 53 guys from the Baltimore Ravens to do one of the most dangerous sports on the planet with no preparation at all, I mean, forget about the catastrophic injuries that could suffer. Just the minor soft tissue stuff while your body is not being ready to play because you haven't done anything in a week and a half, it's totally unfair. It's totally greed-driven. And they're just trying to get to the finish line. They see the finish line 5 weeks away. Let's not push back the season. Let's end it on time. Hey, and if the Ravens lose 52-0, so be it. It's the cost of business. It is totally unfair to the organization, and certainly what we saw yesterday in Denver was totally unfair to everybody. I mean, thankfully, it's not.
I was more interested in that game than I've ever been.
I'm with you, Bees. Keep going, Bees.
I thought it was very fair. Hey, wear a mask. You wear a mask, then the contact tracing comes around. You won't get dinged for it.
What you got, Bees?
Sorry, no, Brett Rippin. People need to see your face, Brett Rippin. Out of here with that. Wear a mask. All right. Adam Beasley.
I'm as COVID cautious as it gets, but come on. If you have 15 straight negative tests, these guys don't have COVID. Let them play the game.
Adam Beasley. Look at that. Adam Beasley. Dr. Adam Beasley. Here from the Miami Herald. Thanks for making time for us. Breaking down the press conference and the Dolphins for us, Bees.
All right, guys, get ready for the playoffs.
There you go. Yeah, Jack, I'm ready. I'm ready. Crowder doesn't want to have him.
Crowder wants everything to stop.
Oh,
I'm ready for the playoffs. I'm ready for the playoffs. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I love pig feet.
I love hog mole.
Hock and Crowder.
Here we go. 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha goodness within. Been a loaded potato of a Monday show. And I got to give, again, a big thank you to Steven, who ran the board for us on 560 today because we had some scheduling issues. And so how's he doing there, Dan? Is he hungry? Does he need food? Or is he all right?
He might have passed out. Let me go check on him.
Yeah, make sure he's all right. Dan Day did a nice job running the board for 790, and Solana is at home today, and Kendall, he'll be back in the studio tomorrow. We just found out during the commercial break, Solana just tried combos for the first time ever, which is mind-boggling. I wish...
Is it?
What?
I wish that it wasn't 552, because I could easily do an hour. The way that he said it to us, he's like, have you ever heard or tried Cosmos? I'm not even making this up.
Nope.
And so I go, the drink? Because I had just done the DrinkWorks commercial at the top of the hour, and I mentioned Cosmos. He's like, no, the chip. I'm like, the chip? Cosmos? Like, I'm a chip connoisseur. And he's like, I'm sorry. Combos. Like it's this new thing. And then to think that he's never tried one before. Bizarre. I don't know if he's doing a bit or what.
No, I mean, you compared it to having Doritos. I don't think yes. Combos yeah. And Doritos. I'm not saying combos are unpopular. I understand combos are popular. Or is it Cosmos or combos? But I don't think they're
I think
on
he's
the
doing
same,
a bit. He's
got to
be doing a bit.
They're right? On the same level of popularity as a Dorito or a Frito-Lay. I don't think so.
I'm just saying that it's been around for so long, because he's like, these are actually pretty good. And I go, well, there's a reason they've been around so long. It's because they're good. Like, I don't know.
Have you heard of Cheez-Its? Cheez-Its?
Right, like that's, like, let's put it on the level of Cheez-Its or Chex Mix. I mean, have you ever had those?
Yeah. No, I feel like I've hit all the popular chip brands. I just had never crossed paths with combos for whatever reason. Just not something. I'd walk into the gas station after school, never grab the combo. I don't know why. I just didn't.
Always on an airplane.
They were invented in 1980, Solana. Like, come on, man.
That's 40 years by my rudimentary math skills. All right. I got to say something because I did this show today with such heavy heart. And I just want to say it because radio is this, it is such a small family. If you've been in it for a long time, which I have, I've been in radio in South Florida since 91. And I worked with for many years and was friends with up until this day, a lady named Dawn Bajak, who I used to work in West Palm Beach at WIRK and Sunny 104.3. And she was killed today jogging this morning. She was jogging with another friend of mine that I worked with as well. But Dawn, I had just corresponded with her on Facebook a couple days ago because she had put this beautiful picture of her and her son and her daughter on Thanksgiving. And I am heartbroken. But if you worked in radio, certainly in West Palm Beach or listened to radio, Dawn was in sales at WIRK and then Sunny 104.3 and all the stations up there for so many years, and just one of the greatest, nicest people that I ever met. And I literally, it must have been 2:02 right when we were coming on the air that I got texted that she was killed. And I just have done the show today with heavy heart. So rest in peace, Dawn, and condolences to her husband, her two kids. It's hard to wrap my head around someone being there and then just gone. So
yeah.
Anyway,
Were you saying something? I was.
Oh yeah, I was just saying. Yeah, it's tough, man. And I know, you know, you're talking about Dom, but I know other people have been through that where it's they're there and they're gone, and I've been through it, and we all been through it, bro. And yeah. it's a tough thing, man. It really is.
You can't even wrap your head around. I mean, you know, when someone's sick and you watch them, linger and it's like, you know, but I mean, for someone to be so alive and then just gone. It's so hard to wrap your head around it. Oh, what a beautiful family. Anyway, so that was the little undercurrent that I was having during today's show. So I did the show with heavy heart, but appreciate everybody listening, obviously, of course. And Dan and Steven, thank you. And Solana, you think you're going to be back in the studio tomorrow?
I think Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay, yeah. So we'll have Dan and someone else tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. Do you know who that someone else will be?
Not yet. It is to be D. TBD. TBD.
To be D. All right. Well, you let us know. All right. That's going to do it. If you missed any of the interviews, Mike Cugno from CBS4 was on with us. Joe Zagacki was on with us. And you just heard Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. All those are listed on the podcast or the radio.com rewind feature on the radio.com app. All right. That will do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Monday evening. Hug your family, hug your kids, and appreciate what you have. And we will speak with you mañana.
Y'all think the white zombies like me? This is what happens when you box at 40 years old. You get knocked
That's
out,
right.
son.
That's
Sit
right.
Sit your ass down and spend your money. This is whoopee weather. This is sex
this
weather,
is,
man. Come on, man.
A couple of the horses that I've invested in would have been better as dinner.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. You need, need.
Oh, no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.